Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Just having a system in place, having the financing in line, know what your offer is going to be, and get that offer in short time if it's a property you want to move on.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with two guests today, breaking new territory, new wrinkle to the show. First is Michael Noto, and also we've got Bill Lebreck, and they are co-founders of Nico LLC, where they basically buy, flip, and reinvest their profits into long-term holds. So excited to have you both on the show, and they're both joining us from Hartford, Connecticut. So Bill and Michael, nice to meet you and glad to have you on the show.
Hey, Joe. Pleasure. Thank you for having us.
How are we doing today? All right.
Doing really well. And, you know, excited to have you two on the show because first, you know, I just like changing up every now and then. The beauty of a podcast is that you can have no rules. And that's why I like having both of you on the show as co-founders of your company. And then also, you know, talking about flipping properties and, you know, a little bit about you two for the best ever listeners, then we'll get right into it. Bill has 70 properties under management. He owns 7 properties and he has flipped 7 properties in the Hartford, Connecticut area. And Michael has been a licensed realtor for over 10 years. He's been a landlord, a rehabber, and on that licensed realtor, he prides himself on being an investor-friendly realtor. And together they formed this company that, like I mentioned before, buys properties, residential properties, fixes them up, flips them, they reinvest their profits for long-term holds so that there is an end to the flipping cycle where they're, you know, climbing or they're building that passive income with their own hold. So with that being said, Michael and Bill, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your team's background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, we came together to kind of like you said, to give ourselves a good means to an end while using all the experience that we already have. I have more of a background in real estate and construction. where Mike's definitely head up our, you know, our marketing and a lot of the office work. So when you put us together, it's worked out very well so far.
Yeah. And if you know, and just going off what Bill was saying, you know, we met as Bill was actually a property manager of mine, for about a year or two before we became partners. So, you know, that's probably the common bond we have is that, you know, both like-minded, again, we complement each other well, sort of, playing off each other really well. And, you know, it's been a very good partnership thus far.
What's one thing that you have learned in the flipping process? And I know that's such a broad question, so I'll let you take it whichever direction you want.
I think the flipping process, the biggest thing is number one, having systems in place to find deals or having systems in place to be able to pounce on the deals when they come available. We're in a pretty competitive market here, as I know a lot of people are around the country. And just having a system in place, having the financing in line, getting adept at knowing what things cost. So when you walk through a property, you can, you know, jot a few things down, know what your offer is going to be, and get that offer in short time if it's a property you want to move on. Because if you wait on that, if you have to wait to get your financing in line, or if you take overly too long to come up with a budget, before you know it, these things are off the market. So I would say, having the infrastructure in place and the knowledge base in place to be able to make a move on a property when it's one that fits our strategy.
How are you currently financing the deals so that you can, as you mentioned, pounce on the deals quickly that are good?
We have a small pile of money we've been working with, and primarily we do use hard money loans.
And with the system in place that you had mentioned, Michael, as far as, you know, getting deal flow, What's an effective way of getting deals coming your way?
So far in our area, Joe, we've had a lot of luck with the MLS. But with that said, it's about constantly monitoring the MLS and sort of being a hawk on there. I mean, you really have to be on top of price reductions. You have to be on top of the hot sheets every morning, which, you know, I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning analyzing those hot sheets. As a realtor, we have access to those. So we've had luck with the MLS. I know a lot of people in our area do focus on some different marketing, and we've been able to find a nice little niche as far as not having to go to marketing yet, because of the fact that we're pretty diverse in the fact that we rehab multifamily properties and we rehab single family properties. So it gives us a little bit of a diverse sort of landscape to look at.
Based on your collective experience, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
This is Bill speaking. I would say don't let your highs get too high and don't let your lows get too low. It seems to, if you have a real steady mind and lean on the policies you have in place, it typically sets you up for success.
How have you applied that in your career so far?
I think it's actually something that'll happen organically. What I mean by that is you'll get a deal and you'll get so pumped up about it, you know, because I think that's why a lot of us are in this. But once you start looking into the deal, you realize that there may be a little more work than you realized, or things go wrong that you can't anticipate. And you got to learn to take them both in stride.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's patchofland.com.
Best ever book you've read?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Got my mind got my mindset where it needed to be to become an investor.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it?
For me, it was definitely starting a business from scratch. I know I had a pretty specific plan in place, but as things happened and the business grew, I took it in a completely different direction than what I was anticipating. And what I mean by that is I started the management company thinking I was going to do homeowners associations. And now I got a nice little niche dealing with investors, and it's allowed me to learn you know, at a faster pace about investment properties than I would otherwise.
Best ever success habit you practice?
You know, for me, Joe, I still have a full-time job on top of all the investing and the being an investor-friendly realtor. So for me, it's about time management. It's about having a schedule every day that I stick to and hold myself to be disciplined to. And without that, you know, all the things that I have going on a particular day wouldn't really work. So time management for an investor, I think, is paramount, making sure you're putting your efforts towards being productive.
What time do you go to bed? You said you wake up every morning at 5 a.m.
I go to bed every night around 10.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
I would say the one we're currently working on. It's a small 4-unit here in Central Connecticut. But we were able to buy it at a great price. So far, everything is going to plan, and we're projected to do very well each month. But with that said, that may change, you know, shortly when we find the next best deal.
Best ever quote?
It's a Michael Jordan quote. Some people want it to happen. Some people wish it would happen. Others make it happen.
What's that mean to you?
What it means to me is, you know, I find it very unlikely that a really good deal or a great relationship is just going to, you know, come by me on my front steps as I'm sitting there drinking my coffee. That if you want something, you have to go out and get it, and you have to put yourself in situations where, you know, I'm a firm believer in you create your own luck.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you two have made in real estate together?
Well, in hindsight, it wasn't a huge mistake, but it was a pretty apparent one if we had our eyes open. We ended up buying a 2-unit property, and when we were doing a final checklist with our contractor, we realized that one of them didn't have a hot water heater or any plumbing going to an entire unit. You know, what we took away from that is sometimes you got to slow down a little bit, take your time and properly evaluate the deals. You know, at the end of the day, that was probably a little bit more of a funnier one now, but at the time it's like, how can you miss a hot water heater and complete plumbing? So just take a quick step back and, you know, taking your time is what we took away from that.
Did you close on the property and then find it, or was that during due diligence?
We closed on the property and then found it out. And, you know, looking back, Joe, it was a relatively inexpensive lesson, you know, because we ended up having to do it ourselves, you know, between the two of us. So relatively inexpensive, but, you know, something where, you know, just patience. You know, that's what I try to get across to anyone that I work with as a realtor or even to us now, to take a step back and be patient with different things in this game, because if you're not, you know, it can cost you a lot of money and a lot of time.
What's the best ever place to reach you to?
I can be reached by email at lepropman@gmail.com, and I'll go over it. It's just the letters lepropman@gmail.com.
And for me, where I actually ended up connecting with Joe was on Bigger Pockets, the real estate investing forum. You can just look me up by my name there, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and my last name, N-O-T-O. Feel free to reach out to me on there. I'm always accessible.
Bill and Michael, thank you so much for adding a new wrinkle to this show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. And, you know, talking about how your vision for the company is playing out right now, and then also lessons that you've learned and really how you've gotten to this point, you know, where it's all about the deals that you're finding and being able to pounce on them, as you said, Michael, once you see that they check out, and, you know, really being able to, in my mind, you know, this is all about one of the quotes that you'd mentioned at the end, Michael, on things aren't just going to happen for you. You have to go out and get it. And really, that I think that's the mentality that you two clearly have with your business and, you know, the how you described what it is that you do and how you operate, you know, from a property management standpoint with Bill. You know, you've got 70 properties under management. To Michael, you've got another job and you're doing this. And, you know, really, really allocating the time. And then it's an interesting paradox because you also mentioned the patience aspect of things. And I completely agree. And, you know, I want things to happen now. And the more I do this, the more I realize that real estate just doesn't happen on my time frame as much as I want it to. And things don't happen overnight in real estate. And when we try to make them happen overnight, I agree, that was a very inexpensive lesson for, you know, you all to learn. I've had more expensive lessons than that, that I've overlooked things. And, you know, I think the importance is, just as you said, to take a step back. And while we do have the commitment and the crazy 5 a.m. hours, you know, to also kind of proceed with a fine-tooth comb in certain aspects. So it's that interesting balance of real estate. So thank you so much for sharing your advice with the Best Ever listeners. Really grateful for our conversation and to meet you too. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, you Best Ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.